Welcome to the Motor City Sports Rundown. I'm your host, and with me as always is my co-host. We've got a city that is absolutely buzzing right now.
Buzzing might be an understatement. The Detroit Pistons are up 2-0 on the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference semifinals, and the energy downtown is just electric.
It really is. Today, we're going to look at the big picture of this Pistons run. How a team went from historic lows to driving what some are calling a revolution in the NBA.
And on the flip side of that coin, we have to talk about the panic setting in over in Cleveland. We're going to dive into the Donovan Mitchell contract situation, that massive midseason James Harden trade, and whether the Cavs might have to blow it all up if this series goes south.
Lots of heavy implications to get into today. Let's start by looking at just how incredible this Detroit turnaround has been over the last couple of years. Let's start with a fantastic piece from the Detroit Free Press. The title is Detroit Pistons Driving Revolution in the NBA. League is better for it. And it really takes a step back to look at the macro picture of what this franchise has accomplished over the last 24 months.
It is genuinely hard to fathom if you lived through it. We all remember the pain of 2 years ago. This team set an NBA record with 28 consecutive losses in a single season. The national media was treating the franchise like a laughingstock. It was the lowest point in modern Detroit basketball history.
And look at where they are now. They finished this regular season with 60 victories, 60 wins, and the top overall seed in the Eastern Conference. And they just won their first playoff series in 18 years by coming back from a 3-1 deficit against the Orlando Magic, capped off by that incredible Game 7 victory on May 3rd.
The mental fortitude required to pull that off, especially for a young roster, is staggering. And you have to give massive credit to head coach J.B. Bickerstaff. He has instilled a defensive-minded, resilient identity that completely flipped the culture of this locker room.
Which is the ultimate poetic justice, right? Bickerstaff gets fired by the Cleveland Cavaliers, the very team he is currently dismantling in the second round of the playoffs. You know he is taking this series personally, even if he gives the standard diplomatic answers to the press.
Oh, absolutely he is. But let's talk about the on-court product. This Free Press article raises a brilliant point about their style of play. In a modern NBA that is so heavily focused on pace and space, with teams routinely shooting 43-pointers a game, the Pistons are winning with a grit-based, defensive-heavy formula.
Right. They are physically wearing teams out. We saw it in games 1 and 2 of this series. But the critics are still asking the same question. Is this sustainable? Can you win a championship with this kind of half-court offensive efficiency, or lack thereof, when you run into a team that just gets blindingly hot from deep?
That is the million-dollar question. I argue that it is sustainable because of Cade Cunningham and Jalen Duren. Cunningham has elevated his playmaking to a level where he can completely control the tempo of a game, even in a half-court slugfest. And Duren's interior presence means you cannot just bully Detroit in the paint.
Duren has been an absolute monster down low, contesting everything. But I think the broader point the article makes is that the league as a whole is better for having this contrast in styles. It gets boring when all 30 teams are trying to play the exact same brand of basketball. The Pistons are proving that you can still win at the highest level with defense and physicality.
And roster stability. That is another huge takeaway here. Instead of panicking and trading away all their young pieces after that 28-loss streak, the front office stayed the course. They brought in a coach who matched the personnel, and they let the guys develop together.
Exactly. It's a testament to patience in an era where front offices are notoriously impatient. Going from 68 losses to 60 wins in 2 seasons is an absolute masterclass in team building.
It also puts an immense amount of pressure on their opponents. When you play Detroit right now, you know you are in for a physical battle. You know you are going to leave the arena with bruises. And for a team like Cleveland, that psychological toll is already starting to show.
Which perfectly transitions into our next topic. Because while things couldn't be brighter in Detroit, the sky might literally be falling in Cleveland. there is a fascinating and frankly grim article from Cleveland.com titled "Blow It Up or Go All In." The Cavs face the most consequential offseason of the Donovan Mitchell era.
Consequential is the perfect word for it. The Cavaliers finished the regular season with a 52-30 record, which earned them the fourth seed in the East. But regular season success is not what this roster was built for. They are currently down 0-2, and the looming shadow over everything they do is Donovan Mitchell's contract.
Right. Let's look at the numbers. Mitchell is under contract for the upcoming 2026-27 season at $50.1 million. But he has a player option for 2027-28 worth $53.8 million. If Cleveland's front office doesn't believe they can win a title with this core, they have to seriously consider trading him this offseason before they lose him for absolutely nothing in free agency.
And Mitchell had an incredible year, averaging 27.9 points per game. He has publicly stated, and I quote, "I love Cleveland. I've said it before. I want to play here for as long as I can." But we've seen this exact movie before in the NBA. If the team can't get past the second round, those sentiments tend to change very quickly.
Especially when you consider the massive midseason gamble the front office took. Back in February, they traded Darius Garland and a 2026 second-round pick to the Los Angeles Clippers for James Harden. They went all in on veteran production to push them over the cap.
And so far in this series against the Pistons, that trade looks like a complete disaster. Harden has struggled significantly with his shooting efficiency and his turnovers. The Pistons' defense is making him look his age, and without Garland's youth and playmaking, the Cavs' offense just looks stagnant.
If they lose this series, the questions are going to be deafening. Do you fire the coach? Do you trade Evan Mobley or Jared Allen to completely retool around Mitchell? Or do you just hit the eject button, trade Mitchell, and start a full rebuild?
I don't see how they can just run it back if they get bounced early. You mortgaged a huge piece of your future in Darius Garland to bring in James Harden. If that backcourt pairing of Mitchell and Harden cannot even make the conference finals, what are we doing here?
The problem is, who is taking on James Harden's baggage right now if you try to pivot? You might be stuck with this roster. And if you're stuck, and Mitchell sees the writing on the wall, he is going to decline that player option in 2027.
The article notes that the pressure to blow it up might be driven partly by external media speculation, but there are genuine internal concerns about their championship viability. You cannot ignore the fact that they were undefeated at home in the first round, but they look completely outclassed against Detroit.
It's going to be fascinating to see how Cleveland responds in Game 3. If they drop that one, the off-season think pieces are going to start getting published before Game 4 even tips off. All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick as we get closer to tip-off for Game 3.
Yeah, we've got the logistical details and some interesting quotes from the Cleveland side of things that really highlight where this series is at.
First up from the Columbus Dispatch, what channel is Cleveland Cavaliers versus Detroit Pistons Game 3 on? For everyone marking their calendars, Game 3 is this Saturday, May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern.
It's going to be broadcast nationally on NBC and streaming on Peacock, with the series shifting to Rocket Arena in Cleveland.
And this is as must-win as it gets for the Cavs. Very few teams in NBA history have ever recovered from a 3-0 deficit, so they need to figure out their offensive woes immediately.
Moving on to a piece from Major Wager titled Pistons vs. Cavaliers Match Player Stats. The big number here is Cade Cunningham, who is completely controlling this series, averaging 24 points and 8.5 assists. But the most telling part of this article is the quote from Cavaliers coach Kenny Atkinson after Game 2. He said, "They came out super aggressive, of course, but it's the playoffs. Obviously, we haven't figured that one out. Still, back to the drawing board." Going back to the drawing board in the second round of the playoffs usually means you're booking tee times for next week. We'll see if he can find an answer before Saturday.
That is going to do it for today's episode. It is shaping up to be a massive weekend for Detroit basketball.
Make sure you're tuned in on Saturday at 3 p.m. to see if the Pistons can take a commanding 3-0 lead. We will be back on Monday to break it all down.
Until then, enjoy the games, Detroit.